American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
So we held the first in a series of workshops for public lands grazing permittees.
That's the California Cattlemen Association's Director of Government Affairs, Kirk Wilbur, speaking about the California Public Lands Council meeting they had last Friday in Susanville, California.
The purpose of the workshop was to get together the permittees and agency officials from the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service covering the Eagle Lake and Applegate field areas in the BLM and the Lassen, Plumas, and Modoc National Forest.
And of course, sometimes it's what you got to do, get all parties together, including those who are regulating public lands and fields and those who are operating on them, such as cattlemen and women.
Really what we wanted to do was just get agency officials from every level of the state, including your local range cons, your district rangers, your forest supervisors, and folks from the Region 5 office, for instance, of the Forest Service, get them all together in one room with permittees who are, facing various issues on those forests and field areas, and just see if we could collaborate, not only to identify issues that are common among those permittees, but see how the California Cattlemen's Associations, the agencies, and the permittees can work collaboratively in the future to address some of those issues.
And those discussions were cordial and informational.
And some of the issues we discussed at that meeting were wild horse management, for instance, on the Modoc National Forest, how the Forest Service can manage allotments for gray wolves in a manner that is not, impeding ranching. Also discussed some more day-to-day issues like road closures, vacant allotments, turnover in agency personnel, and that kind of thing. There were a wide area of issues discussed at the meeting, but those were, some of the big ones that we addressed.
That's Kirk Wilbur with the California Cattlemen's Association. In more news, as the first rounds of negotiations in NAFTA concluded, U.S. and Canada cattle industry leaders were encouraged to see no major upsets regarding cattle and beef trade. Still, there are a few improvements U.S. and Canadian producers want to discuss. There are some small provisions that could be improved as far as just getting cattle and beef across the border, noted Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Vice President and Government Affairs. We want to make sure the basic provisions that allow the full, unfettered access stay in place. That's what we're pushing for, he said. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.